Perhaps no character created by William Shakespeare is hungrier for power than Richard of Gloucester, Richard III. The black-hearted, deformed schemer who wants to seize the British throne has been played by some of the greatest of modern actors, from Ian McKellen to Laurence Olivier.
Now is the winter of our discontent made glorious,
glorious summer by this son of York.
One of the ideas that was flying around in my head was to look at Richard III from the point of view of the rise and fall of Saddam Hussein. That was the seed of the idea that then grew and developed.
That's Kuwaiti-born Suleiman al-Bassam. Educated in the UK, he created and directed Richard III, An Arab Tragedy. He brought his own theater troupe from Kuwait to its American premiere last night at the Kennedy Center in Washington. The play, performed in Arabic with English subtitles, is part of a month-long festival of Arab culture at the Kennedy Center called Arabesque. Suleiman al-Bassam says the character of Richard was just his starting point.
Richard is a self-contained document, if you like, that the charts a rise to power, given poetic charge and license by Shakespeare. Now, that is a causality. That's a chain of events that goes from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5. Take that and lay it as a transparency across the rise and fall of Saddam Hussein, for instance, and you'll see that there are some structural elements that fit, but that actually it's a different story. So it's too simplistic to lay the one over the other. Plus, when we came to make this piece, I mean, Saddam was already hanging from a rope.
Richard III could be any one of us.
Fayez Kazak is a veteran actor from Syria.
I think Richard would be in America, as well as in India or Iraq or anywhere in this world.
He plays Richard here, and his Richard is not the hunchbacked creature whose wretchedness lies behind his lust for the throne. This Richard is an Arab army general who simply wears a neck brace. But like his namesake from English history, he's caught amid civil war, tribal rivalry, and family intrigue.
In every individual, there is always two sides, the nasty one and the noble one. So Hitler may be one of the pictures which came around my head, you know. I think the nasty ideas are always inside us.
That's Richard's arrival on the scene in this translation, which Suleiman al-Bassam has adapted quite freely. The character who eventually defeats Richard, Richmond, is in fact a smarmy American diplomat, clutching a coffee cup from the U.S. Embassy. This work was commissioned at Stratford by the Royal Shakespeare Company in 2007. It played alongside the RSC's traditional rendering of Richard III. Last spring, al-Bassam took the play back to Kuwait, which, of course, Saddam Hussein invaded in 1991. The director describes the reaction.
Hardened politicians were led to shed tears and were only able to form that time for 3 nights, but we had to turn away more people than we could let in, and ladies in their furs stood for nearly 2 hours and watched, wrapped in silence. And what gives rise and scope and potential to Richard Gloucester to rise is that we are in a sort of a legally troubled situation. The old king dies, there's only a very young heir, and all these uncles seeking to move in. Which reminded me very strongly of the kind of struggles that take place in the region. It's something that we have to deal with across the Arab world in different ways.
This Richard III went to Damascus, where it was seen by Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad. The director says it was a hallucinatory feeling.
Just, it was really unforgettable in a sense, because it was very much like the sort of mirror that one sometimes aims and hopes that drama can hold.
Despite his insistence on distancing art from politics, the play ends on a fairly political note. This Richard cries out, a horse, my kingdom, for a horse, while sitting on an empty saddle. American helicopters are shown invading the fictitious Arab country, and American and British generals are condemned for turning the country to ashes by PowerPoint. After Richmond shoots Richard and he slumps dead in his saddle, ink dries on a new constitution, even as the shots of an insurgency ring out in the distance.
The play is a cautionary tale. It's a what-if scenario that uses Shakespeare as the kind of poetic starting point.
Yet for audiences, both Arab and Western, the play explores territory all too real. Richard III, an Arab tragedy, moved to New York this summer. The Kennedy Center's Arabesque Festival closes March 15th.